And it doesn't say he had any children. Rashi Yitzchid Nun Benoy Yeshua Benoy. Well, was Yeshua Lechoshev then? It says Nun Benoy and Yeshua Benoy. That's all. But it doesn't say that Yeshua had any children. So Yeshua didn't have any children. So the Gemara Pligi the Rababa Bar Papa, and they argue on Rababa Bar Papa. The Yom Rabada Bar Papa Leinenish Yeshua. That is not the reason why Yeshua got this oinish. There is another reason why Yeshua got his oinish. Ela b'shvil shebitol at Yisrael lailo achas mitoyev ruvia. One night Yeshua caused that Klai Yisrael had no tashma shamita. We'll soon see why. If he didn't bring down the Oren, they were going to Mechama, and when they went to Mechama, they took the Oren with them, and at night he was supposed to bring the Oren back to its Mokum. And Allah Harid is also to have Tashma Shamita when the Oren is not in Koimai. Shas Diad Mechama, if the Oren is not in its Mokum where it's supposed to be, it's also to have Tashmish. And one night Yeshua did not bring the Oren back to its place. So that night was also for everybody to have Tashma Shamita, so because of that Chet, he wasn't there to have any children. What's the pasuk? Shenem the pasuk says, "Vayihi biyos Yeshua biyirichoi, vayisa eino vayar." He looked, picked up his eyes, and he saw a malach in front of him. Hodsi vayoyim aloi ki ani sar tzvu Hashem. Ata bosi. The malach told Yeshua. The malach was standing with charb estufa biyodoi. The malach had his knife stretched down his hand, and he told Yeshua, "Now I'm coming to you." Ata bosi. Now, what does ata mean? Omaloi, so the Malach told Yeshua like this, Emash, yesterday bitaltem Tomit Shoben Abayim. You didn't bring the Tomit Shoben Abayim. That were in the middle of the Mechoma, they were torrid, they didn't bring the Tomit Shoben Abayim. The Yachshev, and now, bitaltem Talmud Torah. You are Mavato from Talmud Torah. So you did two Chatoim. So Yeshua asked him, Alezem Hem Bos, on which one, like you coming to me to kill me, like which one are you angry at me now? Omaloi, the Malach said, Ata Bosi, I'm coming right now. Right now means what you did right now. What did you do right now? You mavata from Talmud Torah, you weren't learning Torah. Is miyad, right away the pasuk says, Vayelech Yeshua balaylahu. Yeshua went that night betoicha emek. He went in toicha emek, and we darshin. Emek poshim means the valley. V'yom Rabbi Yochanan malamed, sheholach bi'oim koi shal alocha. It means that he went to learn very teeth. He went to learn bi and rav. V'oim koi shal alocha. He went to really understand the Gemara. Ugmiri, and it was learned, that the Cholzman, She'oron Ushchina Shri and Shlevim Koyman, anytime the Oron is not in its real place, the Shlevim Koyman, is Asurim Atashma Shamita. It's also that Tashma Shamita. So that night, Vaisas the Mavata from Talmud Torah means the Oron did not come back to his place. They were not sitting and learning that night. So that night was also that Tashma Shamita. So for this Chet, he wasn't there to have children. So Rashi, by. Vayhi the Yosh Yeshua, Midik says, Acharba Shlucha Biyodoi, the Malach had a knife standing in his hand, Nechlad Lepronius Bo. The Malach was coming to give an oinish to Yeshua. The Yata Bosi, the Komalei Hoki Komalei, Al Azeira Shalachshe Bosi, I'm coming to Yeshua for the Azeira you're doing right now. Umediyas Vechlemei Ma Shalachshe Mechlau, the Akati Hevi Achriti, Mashmi, there was another Chet also, but not for that one, but for this one. Umahi, what was the other Chet? Hoki Komalei. Emesh, yesterday, bitaltem Tomach Ben Abayim. Berev, yesterday in the afternoon, you didn't bring the Tomach Ben Abayim. Bitaltem Atomid. V'yachshav Shechashaycha, now that it's night, atem mevatlem Talmud Torah. You're not learning Torah now. Lufi shoyu asmar, this is Mamish Amar the Gazachia. Lufi shoyu asutim b'mechom abiyoyim. That they didn't learn Torah in the daytime, that wasn't a tree on Yeshua. Because by daytime, they're middle of having mechom. Shkel Sechor, they were fighting all day. They had the swords there, they were killing people all day. So in the daytime, they were fighting, didn't have to learn. So in the daytime, when they were fighting a whole day, they didn't have time to learn Torah. But at night, when they stopped fighting, they rested a few hours from fighting, that was its fear. You're supposed to go learn Torah right then. For that, there's no head to forbid the Torah. The adobe mochiyah shall iske tam utera chichoi, vidichsid kruach rini, vimachoma shall I, shoysa achreel, the next one, vayelach yeshua balaylahu betoy chaymik. So you see, later he was mistaken in the Chet, that the next Mechoma, at the night time he went to learn Torah. So it's interesting, Eliyahu Lapianus Nadaikum here, Mashman doesn't say Yeshua is Mavato Torah, like he didn't learn at all. Avada, they were learning at night, but they weren't learning B in the way they were supposed to. that he wasn't learning Boim Kishon Locha. That was the Taina. So Shtel Tzichvah, they went to fight the whole day. They were fighting in the war. That blood and killing people. All you do at night, you have a few hours off at night. You have to rest to get chaos to fight the next day. It was a tzvi on Yeshua why he didn't go learn Torah that night. And what type of learning? Boim Kishon Locha learned very stark. It wasn't enough. It was easy learning. That was the Taina on Yeshua. And then he was masak in his head that the next mechama at night time he was learning taka ba'ayim kishalacha very strong. O gemiri the chos man sharon the shchina shirin shvedim kaimon for yoyso laila shechicham amalach. Now that night when the malach came to Yeshua ha'im avatlan talmud Torah, they weren't learning Torah that night. Why? Bishvil shoya orvin alir, because they're still like orv, they're making a siege around the city. And they did not bring back the Aron HaKodesh that night, It was that night that since they were still in the middle of sieging the city, they didn't bring the Aron back to its mokim in Gilgal at night time. So since the Aron didn't come back to its place, it's also Tavtash Meshamita. So for that chet that he was Gurim, that Klai Yisrael didn't have Tavtash Meshamita that night, Yeshua was not Zeichet to have a child. Right. Omer Rabbi Shmuel Bar Inoi. Mishmei de Rav Gidol, Mishmei de Rav, name of Rav. Godol Talmud Torah, Yoisem Yakrovas Tamidim. It's more important to learn Torah than it is to bring the Korban Atomic. What's the Raya? Because here it says Yeshua did two chatoim. One chet was yesterday he did not bring the Korban Atomic, and now at night time he's Mevatel Torah. The Yomle and Amala said, you know which chet I'm coming to give it to you now for? Well, Atabasi, I'm coming for the chet you're doing right now. What's the chet you're doing right now? You're being Mevatel from Torah. So it's a Raya, the Bittul Torah, or the other way. To learn Torah is more greater than bringing Korbanos. Omarav Bruno Omarav, Kol Hayoshon Vikilo Sheish Vishto Shruyim Bo. Whoever sleeps in a room that a man and wife sleep there, is all of our cost of aim on him. The pasuk says, "Noishe ami tigorshun mibayis to negihem," like you're causing the women to go away from the base to negihem. Trashu bikilu means becheder. Because if you sleep in the same room where a couple sleeps, because even though they're not there, but that's the bed that a man and wife sleep on, is not nice. And noishe ami tigorshun sheboishin heimimenu, like they're embarrassed from you. So it's not nice. You should be there in the same room where a man and wife is. Because they're bush to be together when you're there. The Yomer of Yosef, Yosef says, Afilu b'yishtanida. Even b'yishtanida also it's not nice. Even if your wife is a nida, still it's not nice for somebody else to be in the room. Rav Yomer of says no. In b'yishtanida he, tovul of rocha fakert. If your wife is a nida, so it's tovul of rocha if somebody else is there also. Like she's also running away with Tashma Shamita, so there's nothing wrong if somebody else is there. So the Yomer of Elohi, no, it's still not nice. The Yad Yidin of Man Notre. And that's who watched him before that? Because the kid's a man with his wife, even though she's an Eder, still they're allowed to be together in the same room, they're allowed to have yichud together, and it's not nice for another person to be there. So the kid says it's not nice to be in a bedroom in a room that a man and wife sleep there. Bach, other person shouldn't be there. Yeah. So tomorrow, back to everyone. So tomorrow, who mavoi, there was a mavoi, Devi Darbo Lachmon Baristik. There was this big guy, a strong guy, living in this Mavi. He had a Mavi that a lot of Yidden were living there, and they had one tough guy there. Omrulei, so they told the guy, Oigolor Meshuscha, this Shabbat we want to carry out from our house into the Chutz or into the Mavi, and that's the law we have in our Mishnah, that when you have at least two Yidden living together, and the guy lives there also, the guy makes it usher that we're not allowed to carry out from our house into the Chutzim. Because the guy can't have an Arubi Chatzeris, you are not allowed to include him in the Arubi Chatzeris, so the only way to be matter is to be Seicher, to rent the guy's Rishus, so we look as if the guy is not here anymore, so then all you have is just Yidden living here, so between the Yidden together you make an Arubi Chatzeris. That's the mice what you have to do. You have an apartment house that you have some goyim living there. You have to rent the rishus of the goyim. So you look as if they're not here. Then all the yidden together make an abuvich haseris. So the mice was, they had this goy there. So they asked him, we want to rent your property. Is lo yagalu nothing doing? He didn't want to rent this property. I don't want to rent my property to you. He didn't want to. Vice versa, the Gemara said before, that's not going to, the goyim are not going to want to do it. The Gemara said a time before because they're afraid that the yidden are going to make kishuf. They're afraid of magic. So a magician, so they're not going to rent it to you. If that was the mice, so the goy did not want to rent his rishus to the Yidden. Is also omrulei labaye. So they went to complain to Baya, what should we do? We live in this movie, a lot of Yidden here, and it comes Shabbos, it's very not good, we can't carry out to the movie now. The guy is living here, he asks on us, and we can't rent his reshus. So Amalu, Abaye wants to give him an eitzah like this, another eitzah. Is Amalu, Abaye told him, Zilu, Betilu Rishusaychu Lagabechad. Let's say there were five Jews living there, and this one guy. So Abaye told all four Yidden, Mavato your reshus to this one Yid. Yeah. So if you all four are Mavato the reshus to the one Yid, it comes out now, Hevele Yochid B'mokin Nochri. If you mavato your reshus means like you're giving up the right to use your house, you're giving all up this one Reuven. So everybody gave up their reshus to Reuven. So now, how many people are living here in the Movi? Only one Yid. And the locker is, the Yochid B'mokim Nochri, the Yochid B'mokim Nochri, Lo Yosser. We passed before like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, that holds that if you have one Jew living with one guy, or even with a few goyim, there's no iser. You're allowed to carry out from your house into the chotzer. Because since that's a milsud lo shchichi, like gozal be'rabbanan, like we had yesterday. Really, when a guy lives in a house, it's called like a behema. It doesn't have a shame dir at all. Really, a goy shouldn't ask you. Just rabbanan made a gzera that we don't want you to live next to goyim. So they made a gzera where the goy's reshus will ask upon you. But they only made a gzera when it's shchiach for two yidden to live next to a goy. But for one Yid to live next to a Goy, that's a Nusud Lo Shchichi, because Goyim are choshed on Shvichas Domim, they're afraid maybe they'll kill you. So normal, one Yid doesn't live near one Goy. So therefore, with one Yid, it's a Nusud Lo Shchichi, they're born to make an Xeris. So that's the eighth year to carry out on Shabbos. Or I call upon him this one Yochid at least. This one person now, he's allowed to carry out from his house into the Chotzer. On Rulei, so they asked back to Abaya, Mi di hai time me elod Lo Shchichi de Dairi. What's the whole svara? Why there are abundance? Why we hold like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov that says if you have one Jew living with one Yid, it's mutter to carry out from your reshus into the chotzer. What was the svara? Because we said it's loy shchiach to live next to one goy. Because since goyim achoychin on shvichas dom, they'll kill you. A Yid should be afraid to live next to a goy. So it's not shchiach. One Jew should live next to a goy. That's why the abundance didn't make any gzeres. And that's halach lemaisam. If you have a duplex house that one apartment belongs to a Yid and one apartment belongs to a Goy, you don't need an Eruv HaTzeris. You're allowed to carry out from your house to the backyard without an Eruv HaTzeris because the Goy doesn't ask them. But what's the Svarim? Because it's not Shchiyah for a Yid to live next to a Goy. That's good if you only have one Yid. But what was the Maisa here? Here, the Maisa, how many Yidim were living here? Five Yidim were living here. Just the four people were Mavato, their Rishus to Reuven. So how can you consider it now like one person, Reuven, is living next to a Goy? L'chura, this is a Shchiyah Tikazach. Even if you want to say they all gave up their reshus to live, to let it be like only Reuven is here. But Lamaisa, there are four people with Reuven here. So that's the Shchiyah Tegazach to live with the Goy. So if it's Shchiyah, so even though you're considered like one, still it should be Yosef to carry out from your house into the Chotzer. Why did the Rabbanan say if one Yid lives with a Goy, it's Mutter? Because that's Lo Shchiyah. Nobody lives next to a Goy. But for five people to live, it is Shchiyah. So even though they're going to give me a kunz, that the four of them mavatel their reshus to one, it looks like one, but lamais it's still a shchiyah digazach. It happens very often. So since it's something that happens often, the rabbanon should have made a gzera here that here the goy's reshus is called the dira, and there still be also to carry out. That's the kasha. It's omulei. Maybe how time elod lo shchiyah the diary. It's not shchiyah for one yid to live next to a goy. For hocher hoke diary. But here we have five of us living next to the goy. So vada that shchiyah. So vada should be osur. Omelu Abaye answered back, no. Kol betule rishusayhu. Gavechad is also milsud lashchichihi. Or milsud lashchichu gozal barabonin. Even this is also lashchichu zigazach. So what's going on here? You have the five of you taken living here, but four of you are being mavati your reshus to a fifth one. That's also lashchichu zigazach, but also doesn't happen too often. It's also not common to happen. So since that's not a common thing, the rabbonin did not make a gzeru in such a case. So that was Abaye's Eitzah, that in the case where the Goy does not want to rent his Rishus to you, the Eitzah is that you have a few people living there, let the other people be Mavatla to one, and then you'll have to carry out. So let's see Rashi. Rashi, Lechamen Bar Ristiko, Kach Shemoy, that was the Goy's name. Betilu Rishus Aichu, Demovu Lagavi Chad Minaichu, be Mavatla Rishus to one. The Rashi says now, V'yafagav diyinu asurim lohitzi mechatzroi sayhem. L'movoi, even though the other four people, they're not allowed to carry out from their chatzis, l'movoi, kiritnan. Like we learned later, we'll see, that nosno loy reshus, if somebody is mabat his reshus to somebody else, he is alochor, who mutter, the person that received the reshus is allowed to carry out, of the hein asurim. But the other people that gave up their reshus is takir osur. Here also, the four that were mabat their reshus, they can carry out. But it can't carry out. But Akoponim the Rashi, Ahani le miu le tauto b'chol ha-movi. But Akoponim is going to help everybody now that you're allowed to carry out the kelim that are in the movi. Kelim sheshifto b'toichim. The kelim sheshifto b'bayis hayochim. And who are then this one person that everybody gave up their rishus to him, he's allowed to carry out from his house into the movi. Shebitlo rishus in etzloi. Now, the Rashi, di lav hochi. If it wouldn't be for the fact that they would be mavato their reshus to one asirila to tule bay. It'd be this is Rashi Shita. It'd be also to carry even in the movi itself, even in the chotzer itself, and we also to carry. Could Yarmina Masech to Shabbos Bergam Lezer Oimer Imloy Hevi Keli. We have the Gemara in Shabbos. So Tayyiz asked a lot of kashas and Mashi. But Rashi Shita is that they one like one man the other Gemara in Shabbos is said like this, that if you have that the people made an Aruba Chatzeris. That means they're allowed to carry out from the house into the chotzer. But they did not make the shtufa mivoyis. They were not married that you're allowed to carry out from the chotzer into the movi. They didn't make the second type of an eruv. So one man the yama says there you can't carry at all in the movi. It's also to carry even the old amas in the movi. Because since they made the eruv the chatzeris, they're allowed to carry kalim out from the house into the chotzer. Now if you're going to tell me you're allowed to carry in the movi, they're going to start taking that keli that's in the chotzer and bring it into the movi. And that's also because they didn't make a movie a stufim of voice. So in such a case, the Mara there said, you're not allowed to carry in the movi at all. So Rashi's saying that's the Yetzer here. You have these five people. They talk a man and Ruvi chaserah together between themselves. So in their own chotzer they're allowed to carry. But into the movi they didn't make because the guy had a right to go into the movi and the guy asked them. So therefore, if you have these five people, let Rashi, it'd be also to carry in the movi at all, not even Dal Damas. Because since you have the kelim from your house, you could bring it to your chotzer. If you have it in your chotzer, we're afraid you'll take the kelim further into the movi. And that's also, because you didn't make it a reshus from your voice. So therefore, the answer is, the four of them give up your reshus to one. So now it only applies like one person is here. So this one person, he's allowed to carry out from his house into the chotzer, into the movi. And the other four people can't take out from their house into the chotzer. They like have no Arubi Chatzeris, but our koponim in the movi, they are allowed to carry. Because since they can't carry out from their house into the chotzer, if you have no kelim in the chotzer that came from the house. So what's in the chotzer? Kelim that were in the chotzer at the beginning of Shabbos. A kli that's in the chotzer in the beginning of Shabbos, you're allowed to carry it into the movi. Hey, so movi in the chotzer is kula chodeh reshusu. You can carry on Shabbos kelim from the movi to the chotzer. The only time it's chotzer is from your house. You can't carry out something from your house into your chotzer if you didn't make a Ruvi Chatzeris. So these four people that don't have a Ruvi Chatzeris, they can carry out from their house into the chotzer. Therefore, it's not shkiach to have their kelim in the chotzer. Therefore, they're allowed to carry in the movi. That's Rashi Shita here. Thursday is kasha that we don't pass the dam on the yama. Thursday is a little bit different. But it's not a gay though, because the mice we don't hold from a bayis eitzah. But our kind of co-product, this was a bayis eitzah though. If you have a goy that doesn't want to rent his reshus to you, the yetzer is our koponim let all the yidin be mabato their reshus to one yid. So our koponim, this one yid now is allowed to carry out from him out, from his house into the chotzer. That was a bayis eitzah. So the Gemara. Ozo Rafuna Breda of Yeshua, Omro Lishmaita Kaimi the Rava. He told over this halach in front of Rava. Omalei, Rava answered back, Im Kane.